The government of Bangladesh ordered mobile phone operators to end service in the camps housing Rohingya Muslim refugees from Myanmar and to stop selling mobile access to residents of the camps. The UN said the move would further isolate the 750,000 Rohingyas who fled a pogrom backed by the Burmese army in 2017.
Kazakhstan's president, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, promised to ease laws restricting public protests. Police have suppressed sporadic demonstrations against his stage-managed succession to the presidency earlier this year, after the abrupt resignation of Nursultan Nazarbayev, the strongman of 30 years. Mr. Tokayev also affirmed Mr. Nazarbayev's daughter, Dariga, as head of the Senate and thus next in line to the presidency.
Hurricane Dorian, thought to be equal in strength to the most powerful ever recorded in the Atlantic to make landfall, devastated the Bahamas. With sustained winds of up to 185 miles an hour, that's 300 kilometres per hour, the storm hit the Abaco Islands, which have 17,000 inhabitants, before moving on to Grand Bahama, which has 52,000. It caused the sea to rise nearly 8 metres, that's 26 feet above normal. At least 20 people died.
Ivan Marquez, a former second-in-command of the FARC, a guerrilla group that ended its 52-year war against the Colombian state in 2016, announced that he would lead fighters back into battle, accusing Colombia's government of shredding the peace agreement. Most leaders of the FARC, now a political party with seats in Congress, condemned Mr. Marquez's return to war.
Police in Guatemala arrested Sandra Torres, the runner-up in the presidential election in August, on charges of violating campaign finance laws. She claimed that she was being politically persecuted.
The International Red Cross said that as many as 100 people were killed when an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition that is fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen hit a detention centre under rebel control. The Saudis said the centre had been used to store drones. A UN report listed possible war crimes that have been committed in the five-year conflict, which include the use of indiscriminate airstrikes.
Israel exchanged fire with Hezbollah, the Lebanese militia cum party backed by Iran, in their most serious border clash in years. Israel was responding to a missile attack from Hezbollah, which the militia said was in retaliation for an Israeli drone attack in the suburbs of Beirut.
Police in South Africa arrested 300 people after riots directed at migrants from other parts of Africa broke out in Johannesburg and Pretoria, killing at least 5 people. Violence against workers from other areas of the continent is relatively common in South Africa, which has an official unemployment rate of 29%.
Pope Francis started a week-long visit to Mozambique, Madagascar and Mauritius, his second trip to sub-Saharan Africa.